Pushkin.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter. The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Dana Goodyear, coming into your feed with some exciting updates to share with you. Here's the first update. It's a big one. Lost Hills is coming back this summer with a brand new season. It's a story that's taking us deep into the dark heart of Malibu in a totally different way than previous seasons. I have a short teaser for you in a few minutes. Stick around. Update number two. This is about Lost Hills season one. Anthony Rauta, the alleged canyon shooter who's charged with murdering Tristan Baudet, is finally, after more than 4 years, going to trial. In case you don't remember, Tristan Baudet was the father who was shot in the head while camping with his young daughters in Malibu Creek State Park in 2018. Rauta's accused of killing him, along with 10 more counts of attempted murder and a handful of lesser crimes. Rauta was charged in January 2019, and now his trial is scheduled to begin this spring. We're going to bring you more updates as the trial gets underway. And here's one more thing, a recommendation for a very good new podcast. It's called Alphabet Boys. Alphabet Boys is a riveting new show that takes you deep undercover with the alphabet agencies, CIA, FBI, ATF, DEA, etc. You essentially ride along with agents and informants via secret recordings and leaked documents. And what you find is that for every James Bond / Jason Bourne, there is a very heavy dose of Reno 911. It's a great show. Season one of Alphabet Boys is called Trojan Hearse. You'll hear why in the first episode. It tells the story of a man named Mickey Windecker, who the FBI hired to infiltrate the Black Lives Matter movement during the summer of 2020. It's a wild story. You're going to love it. Here's a short excerpt from Alphabet Boys, and then stick around afterwards for that teaser for Lost Hills Season 3.
Okay, it is August 28th, 2020 at approximately 4:02 p.m. Special Agent Scott Dahlstrom with Special Agent Byron Mitchell, CHS, for meet with Zebedias Hall.
Thank you.
You can hear this, so I put it in my front pocket, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
It's late afternoon on a warm day in Denver, Colorado. It's drizzling outside. And Michael Adam Windecker II, or Mickey, as he prefers, is sitting in the back seat of an FBI car. Two federal agents are with him. And one of them, FBI Special Agent Scott Dahlstrom, has just handed Mickey a small hidden camera. Mickey turns the camera to his face, shooting from an unflattering angle below his chin. You can see Mickey's thin red mustache and scraggly goatee that's turning gray. He's propped his large sunglasses on his forehead, and he's looking straight down into the tiny camera lens. Mickey is not ready for his close-up.
Video look good?
Yep. Good luck. All right, see you guys shortly.
The FBI agents tell him to remember his instructions, which were given to him before the camera started recording.
Yep, I got it. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
Mickey then walks to his car, the silver hearse, and places the FBI's camera on the passenger seat. Mickey looks down toward the camera and addresses the FBI agents, who are watching the live feed remotely.
I got a song for you guys.
Mickey has good reason to feel patriotic in this moment. The FBI has signed him up as an informant, or, in the FBI's term of art, a confidential human source. And Mickey's getting paid thousands of dollars every few weeks. Cash. And Mickey, he's got a very specific assignment from his employers at the FBI. Go after his new friend, the young black activist Zeb Hall, and find a way to bring federal charges against him. As the song ends, Mickey again looks down toward the FBI camera.
America.
I'm Trevor Aronson. This is Alphabet Boys. So, to come right out and say it, Mickey Windecker wasn't a badass Antifa warrior after all, as activists like Zeb Hall had thought. He was an informant, a snitch, working for the FBI. Which seems to go against everything Mickey claims to be, right? Remember his little life rule?
I have an old biker saying, which is called, fuck the three Ps. The politicians, the press, and the police. It's just the way it is.
Fuck the three Ps. Yeah. Turns out, that's bullshit. Fuck the two Ps, maybe. Because this Mickey guy, he's in bed with the police. And the cops are not only helping him, they're paying him. Today, the FBI has more than 15,000 registered informants. And in the summer of 2020, Mickey is one of them. That conversation you heard in the last episode, when Mickey and Zeb were talking about training at Zeb's apartment, Mickey, on his own initiative, had secretly recorded the whole thing and delivered it to the FBI, apparently in the hopes of getting hired on as an informant.
I need your help in doing this stuff. I also need to really learn how to fight. It's another thing.
Well, here's the thing. You have, and that's where I'm coming around to, is you have to decide where, what you're going to do. You know, I can't sit here and tell you, oh yeah, you should totally, like, blow up rich neighborhoods and shoot the white people and burn the federal courthouse down.
This recording ended up being Mickey's audition tape for the FBI. The official explanation for how Mickey Windecker became an informant can be found in FBI reports. Internal investigation reports focused on racial justice demonstrators in Denver. These reports aren't public. And the FBI didn't intend to have them out there. Maybe not ever. They were provided to me, along with Mickey's undercover recordings, by someone who was deeply concerned about the FBI's surveillance and infiltration of black activist groups. According to the FBI's reports, Mickey had returned to Denver after being a volunteer fighter with the Peshmerga, the Kurdish military force in Iraq that was fighting the Islamic State, or ISIS. Mickey told the FBI, and I'm quoting here from the report, that he found a sense of purpose and honor there, and made an oath to always fight against threats both foreign and domestic.
War with ISIS. Kurdish troops in a frontline battle with an enemy that took their land.
Mickey was among dozens of Americans who volunteered to fight for the Peshmerga.
With them, a half dozen Americans, veterans of the war in Iraq, back as volunteers.
Once back in Denver, Mickey started participating in the protests following George Floyd's death. And he saw what was, in his view, a new domestic threat. Mickey said he witnessed protesters damaging property and threatening violence. So Mickey started providing information to police in the Denver area. Local police there then introduced him to the FBI as part of something known as the Joint Terrorism Task Force, which is a partnership between local cops and the FBI. Every major metropolitan region in the United States has a Joint Terrorism Task Force, or JTTF. Mickey's motivation for being an informant was, and again, I'm quoting from an internal FBI report, to fight terrorists. And Mickey believed that, quote, people who participate in violent civil unrest are terrorists. So Mickey, the big bad ISIS hunter just back from Iraq, now has a new target. Racial justice protesters whom he considers terrorists. But for him, there appears to be an even deeper psychological impulse. Mickey saw himself as an anti-hero, someone who operates in the gray areas of the law, delivering his own brand of justice. Mickey wore a chain around his neck, and hanging from that chain was a medallion of the logo for the Punisher, a vigilante from the Marvel Comics universe who fights crime with an obscene level of violence.
He literally thought he was the Punisher. Anything you see, the Punisher logo was on it. And he would always wear the Punisher necklace, even when he took a shower or a bath. Never came off. Just like a big kid. In the worst way. In the worst way. It's awful.
This is Trojan Hearse, season one of Alphabet Boys.
Alphabet Boys is a fantastic new show from my production partner, Western Sound. It really is one of the funniest, wildest, also scariest shows you'll ever hear. Again, it's Alphabet Boys. Just search up Alphabet Boys, click on the red cover art with the gray FBI hearse. Okay, and now, Lost Hills Season 3. Malibu is the birthplace of California surf culture, and there's one man who ruled the beach. One man who struck fear into the other surfers and wanted to fuck the world in the way only he knew how.
We were laying on the beach, and everybody was, attention was to the water, and there seemed to be somebody performing out there. He was pushing all the boys off their boards, jumping on their board and riding it in. He was king of Malibu at the time. I wasn't related to surfing, but he was amazing. He was a god in the water. There was no doubt about it. And he had the attention of absolutely everybody on the beach. You know, his big thing to put on his board was FTW. In those days, FTW meant fuck the world. Question authority. Those were the lessons he kept trying to teach me, you know. Trust no one.
Season 3 of Lost Hills, The Dark Prince, is coming this summer.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.